Good Monday morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. I have Laura Cullen Glasscock, editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette, for our Monday visit. And Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
And today we are going to spend a little time talking about the L word.
The L word, lobbying, right?
That's right.
And that's an aspect of government people don't think too much about, or when they do, they have very negative connotations. As far as lobbyists being influence peddlers and people trying to maneuver in the system and make it work their way.
And this last session was a record for expenditures, correct?
That's right. Kentucky has a pretty stringent legislative ethics law that requires lobbyists to register with the state agency and before they can ply their trade. And they also have to file spending reports. And so last year, 2017, lobbyists and their employers spent a record $20.8 million in lobbying the state legislature. And last year, you'll recall, was a short session. It was a non-budget year, and they spent that much. So expectations are that this year will break that record.
Who are some of the ones that contributed the most?
Well, the top spender was the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, and they spent, let me look at my notes here, they spent about $338,000 lobbying just for that, 30-day legislative session last year. And then behind them was the Altria Group, which is Philip Morris. They spent over $300,000, too.
And you were talking to me offline that there are, for legislators, there's like four for every legislator?
That's right. The as of Friday, I called and got the most current numbers on Friday, there were 574 lobbyists registered in Kentucky. So that comes out to a little over four per legislator. We have 138, in the Kentucky General Assembly. And there were 661 employers of lobbyists. So that means there were some of those lobbyists may have had more than one client. And Alan, it's not just the legislative branch that is lobbied. On the executive branch side, lobbyists have to register there as well. And that's kind of a more of a hidden lobbying aspect, because in Frankfurt you see lobbyists in the Capitol building. They're walking around in and out of offices talking with people. But on the executive branch side, there's no one place for those folks to congregate. And they do have to register with the state, with the Executive Branch Ethics Commission. But unlike the lobbyists on the legislative side, the executive branch lobbyists do not have to report expenditures and lobbyist salaries. So that financial side is more hidden. And on the executive branch side, as of Friday, there were 567 lobbyists registered with the state and 762 employers. So 101 more employers are lobbying the executive branch than are lobbying the legislative branch. And what those people are doing are trying to get contracts for their clients, for example, or working with regulatory agencies and writing regs that come after the laws are passed.
And you made the point that there are lobbyists of all kinds of organizations.
Oh, absolutely, Alan. People do. There are bad apples in any profession, as we all know, and the ones who are bad get the headlines. And that happens with lobbying, but everybody has an advocate in Frankfurt. You have the Kentucky Broadcasters Association. I have the Kentucky Press Association. Both those organizations are in Frankfurt looking out for our interests as members. Nonprofits have advocates in Frankfurt as well as corporate. So it's a citizen's voice. It's something that's totally legal and legit. Like I say, the bad actors get the headlines.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Our guest this morning, again, has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Alan.